Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Frame and I, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
What a very good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to KQ&A this afternoon. And Q&A with DJ Phone and Gregory Scott here sitting in. Glad to let DJ get a little time off, little R&R. He certainly deserved it. So we'll try to keep up the high standards of the program that you're used to. Not that I'm used to it, but we'll give it our best shot. We have a great show lined up for you today. A lot of great information that we are going to talk about. First up, we've got rock and roll. That's right. We are going to be talking with historian and local author Bill Weiss. He's going to be giving an Ollie Talk entitled, Let Me Hear Some of That Rock and Roll Music. Now, I got into the radio business in order to play rock and roll music, and, well, Steven, I haven't quite made it there yet, but country music, well, in some ways is almost rock and roll these days. Also today on the program, we are going to be talking with Mark Rouse of Elwood Staffing. They are going to be holding a job fair very soon. There are job opportunities out there. We have heard from our local contractors association and many of the skilled trades are very much in need of skilled employees. And if you think you could do that, well, we're going to be talking about jobs in the second half of the program and the job fair that you can attend with Elwood Staffing. So those are just a couple of the items that we have on today's program. Going to be a great show today, and we want you to stick around, and we will get to the rock and roll when we come back. So you keep it right here on KQ&A, AM 1130 and 99.9 FM. In Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. You can also listen to us online at kqna.com around the world. So there's no excuse to miss a show. As a matter of fact, you can even listen to them archived on our website as well.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Made-to-order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made-to-Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
RCA Ram Turquoise Circuit Rodeo Finals, presented by Cliff Castle Casino, is back at the Prescott Valley Event Center October 5th and 6th. See the top rodeo stars from Arizona and New Mexico compete for a chance to make it to the national finals. Tickets start at just $13. Buy one, get one offer for Saturday afternoon's performance. The Ram Turquoise Circuit Pro Rodeo Finals October 5th and 6th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Get your tickets at the Event Center box office and through Ticketmaster. Online at PrescottValleyEventCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
And we are back on Q&A as we take off into a Wednesday, celebrating the fact that it's not Monday anymore. We want to welcome Bill Weiss, historian and local author, to the show. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Very happy to be here, Gregory.
Well, we are going to be talking about, I can tell you folks, I've only been talking with Bill here for about 5 minutes, and he is a wealth of information. So we're going to talk about, a talk that you're going to be giving coming up at Yavapai College. It is an Ollie talk. It is Thursday, the 20th, 12:30 to 2, Building 3, Room 119. We'll give those particulars out once again. Tell everybody what Ollie stands for.
Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. It's one of the finest institutions in the Quad City area. Adult education, wonderful place to be a facilitator and a teacher because everybody comes there to learn. They're not reluctant like the young college students. And what I like about it is when I'm talking about history, all the people in the class are my contemporaries. They remember what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and they can teach me, too.
So you've given talks there before?
Many.
What variety of topics have you discussed?
Well, a variety of modern American, recent American history, the U2 crisis, atomic bombs, ranking and rating the post-war presidents, a whole panoply of talks, a broad brush of the 50s and the 60s. History is very much on people's minds around here.
Yeah, the History Channel, when they actually used to cover history, was one of my favorite cable networks. Because I love documentaries. I love learning about those things that occurred in history that may not have happened quite the way you were taught originally.
Yes. Well, that's the charm of history because I grew up in New York City, and, you know, New York City history was 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Mm.
Imagine when I got to college and started reading about it in depth and reading about the personalities behind the history. Great thing to learn is, you know, governments don't make decisions. Individuals make decisions. Mm-hmm. When you know about the individuals, that's when history comes alive. And that's also the case in entertainment.
Have you been fascinated by history for a long time?
Ever since my senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm. Did you pursue that in higher education?
Yes. I have a bachelor's in English and a master's in American history from the City University of New York. But I retired early from a career in journalism and public relations so I could do history.
Right.
And I've been doing it ever since.
Well, you were going to be giving a talk entitled, Let Me Hear Some of That Rock and Roll Music.
Yes.
So give us a little synopsis of what's that going to be like.
Well, I'm going to start out by talking about the origins of rock and roll, which were rooted in two indigenous African-American musical forms in the Old South, spirituals and blues. And spirituals had a rhythmic quality to them. Blues was, in the Old South, an individual thing. Our images of the blues man sitting in a rocking chair playing his guitar and singing some earthy song.
Right.
They didn't come together in the Old South, but thanks to the mass migration of African-Americans north and to cities, in cities, things were crowded. The two got together, the two forms. They became electrified. That became rhythm and blues in the 30s and the 40s. And then when white kids began discovering rhythm and blues on the end of the radio dial as some alternative to how much is that doggy in the window, arf, arf, and when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, they took it like I took it as like a shot of 200-proof spirits. Oh, what a revelation.
And, of course, when that happened, it was highly controversial because the parents of those kids didn't like it.
Oh, you said it. For one thing, everybody thought Elvis Presley and some of the other rock and rollers like Little Richard were the devil incarnate. And in the South, where segregation was the rule of the day, the prominence of the black rock and rollers, the doo-wop groups, was anathema to them.
And why do you suppose it went that way? I mean, you figure that it was just another genre of music. Was it the people that were doing it? Was it the subject matter of the songs?
Well, it was a lot of that, Gregory, but also it really was brand new for mass media like radio. Radio was rigidly segregated before the 50s, and in the cities, they treated you like you were Jack Armstrong, all-American boy. Such stations as played black music or Latino music were way at the end of the dial someplace. And now the radio networks, having been broken up because of television, scared them, began changing hands and realizing that the people in their listening areas weren't all white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. So when they started playing this music that was appealing to teenagers and who, by the way, had money to spend for their advertisers, well, now the adults were saying, what is this? Where's Peggy Lee? Where's Joni Mitchell? You know, it was radical. It was scary. It was threatening.
So how did the term rock and roll come about?
Well, Alan Freed, the famous New York disc jockey who started out in Cleveland, used that term, but it actually originated in a somewhat off-color song called Work With Me, Annie, in the early 50s. Alan Freed just picked it up. Not that many people were offended by that term, though. It just took off, and that was it.
So what kind of you're talking to cover the history of the entire genre of rock and roll music? Do you focus on a certain era?
The 50s and the 60s. The 50s is when rhythm and blues morphed into rock and roll and started reaching a wide white audience. And this revolutionized the popular radio because it made so much money. And then in the 60s, things evolved. Partly because whites got more involved personally in the music. Most of the 50s rock and roll music was made by black groups. But in the 60s, whites got involved in a big way, starting with their involvement in folk music, which was closely associated with the civil rights movement. And then the other factor that people overlook, Gregory, is technology. Because technology, particularly the transistor, made every form of amplified and electrified musical instrument and sound system possible. And so in the 60s, bands wrote their own music, made their own music, performed their own music, owned their own music, which radically changed the business model and the reach of rock and roll music.
So did record companies and labels such as that resist at the beginning?
Well, the record labels then as now are mainly interested in exploiting their acts.
Right.
Typically, a 50s group would be a group of African-American youngsters who wrote their own song, but the moment they went into the studio, the studio masters took all their song rights and paid them pennies. So they made great music, but they seldom got rich off it. But in the 60s, thanks to the trend of groups now making their own music and performing it and recording it and owning it, that's when rock and rollers started to get rich. And the studios, well, the record labels were, in many cases, were reduced to distributing records and albums and later CDs mm-hmm. that were put together by these groups.
When you talked about technology a minute ago, the rise of rock and roll music and the technology that advanced radio, those two things go together?
Absolutely. One that you're probably familiar with, Gregory, was in 1965, the FCC made a momentous decision. They said that stations that owned FM and AM spectrum could not simply rebroadcast their AM formats, which were simply three-minute song plus commercial. They had to put 50% of their programming on the FM bandwidth as being original. This
right.
left them with giant chunks of airwaves that had to be filled. And so instead of playing just a three-minute single or less, that's when they started playing entire sides of albums. And that's where album-oriented radio started. So that by 67, on your AM station, you heard the birds singing, not the birds, Light My Fire by The Doors, the 2-minute, 50-second version. On your FM station, you heard the 13-minute station with the long guitar and organ solos and sometimes with the foul language.
Well, I think the longest song I have in my library right now is like 9 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, back in the day when I was actually a disc jockey, and that meant queuing up a record, those long songs were great for having running down the hallway
right.
to use the bathroom. We always had our songs set off to the side that were long enough to make it to the restroom.
Yeah, some of those DJs, you're right, some of those DJs with those long cuts were caught there with their microphones on, having conversations of a certain nature that were not really supposed to be on the air.
So did radio welcome rock and roll, or did it have to fight to get its airtime?
Oh, no. Radio welcomed rock and roll because it was a great way of getting listeners and making money. one of the great revelations of the 50s was for the first time, teenagers had real money to spend. And so sponsors were eating up that airtime saying, come on, you know, I want to sell this stuff to teenagers. And in America, we had what? More, well over 1,000 AM stations that were willing to play rock music. And in the 60s, most of the FM stations went along either with rock and roll or country.
So, rock and roll, definitely a genre of music that has changed a lot, even though it's still at its soul, at its root, it remains the same. A lot of the songs that you can come out today, you can hearken back to 20 years ago. And then, of course, the Rolling Stones, they were playing stuff that was written 20 years before, just adding their own touches, their own little nuances to it.
Oh, that's a great point, Gregory. I'm glad you mentioned that. When the British invasion started with the Beatles and thereafter, the American DJs would, all the girls are screaming and everything, and the DJs would get them in the studio or interview with them, and they'd say, well, who are your favorite American artists? And these British guys would name Big Bill Brunsey and Lead Belly and all these bluesmen that the American interviewers and even the disc jockeys had never heard of. But they were the roots of them, particularly the Rolling Stones, were named after a very famous Muddy Waters song called Like a Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm. I've got a song in my country music library from the Johnny Cash television show, and Johnny had Eric Clapton on as his guest.
Yes.
And he asked Eric that question, and Eric said the same thing. He's like, we get the American records, and we play them, and we sit there, and we try to copy what the Americans are doing.
Yeah, the Brits really kept American music alive, especially in the very late 50s and the early 60s when rock music was in its doldrums. All these kids in the UK for whom time had passed by, you know, were living for those old bluesmen. And then American rockers like Buddy Holly, for example, they represented the epitome not only of music but also of lifestyle.
I was watching a football game over the weekend and saw a statue of Buddy Holly. I believe I was in Austin, and they got and his career was so short, but his impact on music was so large.
Oh, yes. He was probably, the Brits regarded Elvis as a deity, but Buddy was accessible. He was like them. He had bad skin. He wore glasses. He had a very humble background, but he made brilliant music. I met him once after an Alan Freed rock and roll show. He came out and signed autographs. I shook his hand. The great thing about Buddy Holly was not only his unique talent, but his independence. He's one of the rare few 50s rockers who left a substantial amount of music behind him, which is why it's still being played today. It is not a coincidence that the first song the Beatles ever put on tape before they were the Beatles was That'll Be the Day, or that the first song that the Rolling Stones released in America was Not Fade Away.
We're talking with Bill Weiss, historian and writer. He's going to be giving a talk at Yavapai College in Ollie Talk. Let me hear some of that rock and roll music. We're going to talk more about that, but we need to squeeze in a break and hear some words from our advertisers to keep our talk show on the air. So we'll be right back with more on Q&A. Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pas, in the silver box with the blue wave.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitchers 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Eric Propane, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino, D-Backs Host Colorado, Friday at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Well, thank you for joining us. We're having a fascinating discussion here today about rock and roll music. Hope you're enjoying it. We have historian and writer Bill Weiss with us. He's going to be giving an Ollie talk at Yavapai College this coming Thursday, 12:30 to 2. That'll be in Building 3, Room 119. Do people have to register, sign up, or they just show up?
Just tell
them Bill Weiss sent you. Obviously, the college knows who you are. Well, you're a writer as well. What kind of writing do you like to do?
Well, I like to write historical articles and monographs on particular themes in modern American history. I have a subspecialty on nuclear energy and policy. I have another subspecialty on Jewish assimilation in America. I like to approach history as a way of keeping it alive for people. So I'm not one of these scholars who got his doctorate in the herring fishing industry in 13th century Scandinavia and then spent the rest of his life teaching that at some small Midwestern college. I like to take a big theme that will ring a chime with people and then put my own interpretation on it. And I think that's helpful because people want to share in things that they remember.
And history is a fascinating in the way, you know, you can tell it like it's a story.
Yes.
But it's a true story.
Yes. And a story that is made by human beings, fallible as they are. It's not made by corporations and governments and institutions. It's made by the people who make the decisions in them.
So what sparked this interest in history in you? You said it started early.
Yes. Well, I mentioned, if I hadn't on the air, I'm a veteran of the New York City public school system, and they taught history there, you know, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But in my senior year in high school, I had a history teacher who was really inspired, and he began talking to us in terms of the human beings who made the decisions behind all these statistics and boring facts that we had, and that really hooked me. And then in my freshman year in college, when I took history, they actually gave you syllabus with documents in it where you could read the words of the people who were making history and then the interpretations of them, and that hooked me some more.
When you're going to be giving the talk at Yavapai College, let me hear some of that rock and roll music. And we talked about radio, and you mentioned Alan Freed a couple times.
Yes.
And, I mean, what was that scene kind of like? I mean, there was a time in history where the radio announcers were almost maybe even more famous than the acts that they were playing.
Yeah. Well, Alan Freed was a real personality. When he was on the air, he sounded like David Brinkley on speed. And when he played the records, he had a wore a golf club and had a phone book in front of him. He'd slap along with the beat and shout out. But what really made Freed was his stage shows. The Alan Freed shows were like rock and roll vaudeville, 18 to 22 acts, 5, 6, 7 shows a day with a cheesy movie thrown in between. And kids, this was a ritual for kids. You weren't a real person unless you showed up at a Freed show at 4 o'clock in the morning, queuing up so you could get a front row seat, and then you'd stay there all day. And Freed loved this. He had his acts come out and do encores, and he always had the most famous, the most popular acts of the day. It was great stuff. It was really something that made you what you were.
And the name of the top, let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Are you going to be actually playing some rock and roll music? Got some examples during
yes.
the talk?
Yeah, I have embedded not only some audio, but some video that I downloaded from the web of performances by some of these people. And I try to make the point of showing how the music evolved from blues to rhythm and blues to rock and roll to some of these big productions of the 1960s. And then how in the 60s you had social themes, too, that showed up. Protest songs, how folk evolved into folk rock, how people like James Brown moved ahead with protest songs and Black Pride, how Jimi Hendrix, who I regard as the greatest musician of the 60s, just took electric guitar to another sphere that has never, ever been approached since. In fact, I'm wearing a Jimi Hendrix T-shirt this very day. Indeed. Too bad the listeners can't see it.
And it's purple, too.
Yes, just purple haze.
So the history of rock and roll music, we talked earlier about how it was demonized by the grown-ups, but was it ever in danger, or was rock and roll that unstoppable force that moved the immovable object?
Great point. Yeah, it was in danger. Some places banned rock and roll shows. Boston, for example. Banned in Boston, you know that expression? They tried to crucify Alan Freed when he put on a show over there. In the South, radio stations that played black music were boycotted. Rock was seen as a threat to people. It couldn't stop the momentum of rock and roll music. But it challenged it in many places and put a stigma on you. If you were really into rock and roll music in the 50s, you somehow felt like you were an outlaw.
That's right. You can't date my daughter if you listen to that music.
You said it.
We all remember, I think we've all seen some video clip of some guy with a record in his hand smashing it. You know, rock and roll's got to go.
That's one of the videos I'm going to be showing. It's a famous video. I picked it up off the web. It's great. Smashing it. Oh, wonderful stuff.
Well, I can remember when I was a kid. You know, I grew up in the early days of hard rock and heavy metal, and I brought home a Kiss record.
Uh-oh.
My parents were aghast.
Yeah, I bet.
They were like, "You're not playing that on our record player." So then I asked for a record player for Christmas, but that didn't work out so well. Well, anything else we need to cover, Bill?
Well, it's just that the music is very much alive today. It's evolved. It's a lot more technological. It's got a lot more attitude today. But still, the rhythm is there. You know, you can still play three chords and be in a rock band.
Mm-hmm. Do you do other talks focusing on different genres, kind of a series of these?
Well, not on music per se. This is the one I do on music.
Right.
But I did do one on a six-week course at OLLI on the 50s. And then I did one on the 60s as well. So the music was part of that, although that wasn't the only thing.
Talking with you, it seems to me that there's probably very few topics that you couldn't cover. Do you have any history on roller derby?
I'm afraid not.
I got you.
Yes, you did.
I got you. Well, Bill, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
You have provided us with a great wealth of information. Again, folks, at Yavapai College, the OLLI Talk is this Thursday, 12:30 to 2, Building 3, Room 119. Just tell them Bill sent you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. Weiss, we appreciate you taking the time, and certainly hope you come back in again, because the regular host of this show, also a big music fan, and I'm sure he's probably
Have you been on DJ's show before?
Several times.
Oh, you have. Okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. DJ's a big fan.
He probably picks your brain pretty good.
Well, he's got that fortuitous name for a radio guy.
He does. Well, Bill, thanks a lot, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we will hear some news, and then we will bring in our next guest. We are going to be talking with Mark Rouse with Elwood Staffing. They are going to be having a job fair, and we'll give you details on that. So keep it right here. I'm Gregory Scott, sitting in for DJ Phone on Q&A at AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Online worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility, November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Impreza for as low as 0% APR or lease for $165 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900. For well-qualified buyers, now through October 1st, lease Impreza Standard 2.0 i4D5MT model code JJA-01 for 36 months with $19.95 new at signing, zero security deposit.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for this Tuesday, September 18th. I'm Russ Edwards with a check of your news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Lock your cars and watch your neighborhoods as the rash of vehicle burglaries continues. Over the weekend, Prescott Valley Police were busy with reports of over 20 vehicle burglaries and 4 vehicle thefts within the Granville subdivision. Sergeant Jason Kaufman says incidents like these are reminders to always lock your vehicles and remove any valuable items.
Do not leave anything of value, including purses, wallets, money, and or weapons inside your unattended vehicle.
Kaufman explains everyone should be on the lookout for any suspicious activity.
Persons walking up and down aisles of parking lots, looking into cars or trying door handles, vehicles cruising parking lots at very slow speeds for extended periods while observing parked cars.
Anyone who believes they may have been hit by burglars during last weekend's spree in the Granville subdivision is asked to call the Prescott Valley Police Department Evidence Unit at 772-5623 to determine if it's in possession of any of your recovered stolen property. Don't panic just yet. That smoke you see might be because Chino Valley Ranger District fire managers are doing some prescribed burning.
Fire managers plan on using hand ignitions to burn more than 4,200 acres 30 miles from Prescott near the Yolo Ranch. Smoke will be visible in that area, and it's possible there could be delays or stoppages of traffic as the burn progresses. Prescott National Forest visitors are reminded to obey all traffic signs and use caution when traveling in the area, as fire burn units will be present. I'm Lane Kelly at reporting.
Your KQNA weather looking like this. Mostly clear and calm tonight with a low of 62. Then for tomorrow, break out the umbrella. A 40% chance of afternoon showers with partly sunny skies and a high of just 79. Expect an overnight low tonight of 67 for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high tomorrow of 88 and a high on Thursday of 92. Stay tuned. Up next, back to Q&A with host Gregory Scott in for DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
When you're vehicle shopping, you expect there to be a large selection at a brand-name dealership like Findlay Toyota Prescott. And there is, the largest selection in Yavapai County. With access to over 10,000 vehicles in our multi-dealership network, we can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. A car is a personal statement and a major investment, so we want you to drive your perfect Toyota. At Findlay Toyota Prescott, we also believe in supporting our community in many ways, including creating well-paying jobs and generating sales tax revenue to help support our schools, police, fire departments, and local government agencies. Why drive several hours and battle the heat when Findlay Toyota Prescott guarantees to meet any reputable dealer price in Phoenix? We can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we're everybody's hometown dealer.
The 2018 Get Real Men's Expo is dedicated to spiritual guys of all faiths. This year features the monster truck Bigfoot, exotic cars and competitions filled with guys young and old, in calf roping, archery, and axe throwing. Ladies, yeah, you heard me right. This is a great father-son event that creates memories and motivates men to reconnect with their family and the God that uniquely loves each one of us. Special Forces vet and cage fighting world champion Brad Robichaud is flying in as our motivational speaker. Chad is not only famous for his wins in the cage, best-selling author, but super motivational when it comes to living your faith as a man. His testimony is riveting. You have to hear it. I mean, wow. This year's expo is the morning of September 22nd from 8:30 to 1. Chad Robichaud shares his fearless leadership as a Marine, husband, and father at 11. Remember, September 22nd at 8:30, Yavapai College in Prescott, the Get Real Men's Expo. If you're a man, it's free.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back. Thank you for tuning into the program here this afternoon. Whether you're listening in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino, or over in Cottonwood, or online at kqna.com, you can listen to KQNA anywhere you go. We want to thank Bill Weiss for joining us here on the program today. Bill's going to be giving an Ollie talk at Yavapai College on Thursday. That's this Thursday, the 20th. It'll begin at 12:30, go until about 2 o'clock, Building 3, Room 119. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. He's going to give a little history of rock and roll in the 50s and 60s. That should be a lot of fun. And joining us now here in the studio, we have Mark Arouse with Elwood Staffing, who definitely enjoyed that interview. You just told me you were a guitar player, and you enjoyed hearing Bill talk about rock and roll.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear other artists and their perspectives and how they play and how they learned and who their inspirations and things were. It's really nice to hear that.
Well, before we get into our topic, what inspired you to pick up the guitar?
You know, actually, I saw a guitar, I think I was 3 or 4 years old, and it was like an image of beauty. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen, and I never wanted to put one down ever since. So,
that's great. And yeah. You still play to this day?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually in an active band, and I play guitar still. I probably have 15 guitars and a whole wall full of amps and stuff I don't need and I never use.
We've got a guitarist here at the radio station who's also in a local band, and it's about the same way. He showed me a picture one day. He lined up all his guitars. It took up every piece of furniture in the living room to stand up all his guitars.
Right.
What band are you in?
The band's named Sacred Asylum.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we are here to talk about a job fair, and you are with Elwood Staffing.
Right.
And we have a job fair coming up this weekend. Tell us about it.
It's going to be a Saturday. The office is going to open at about 11 o'clock. The radio, we're going to have a live broadcast from here for 11 to 1. And it's more just so people who aren't familiar with Elwood or haven't made contact with us for a while can actually come in. Reintroduce yourself, introduce himself, meet the staffing managers. The whole staff will be there for you. We'll have cupcakes and some little sub sandwiches and some drinks and stuff. So just to come and see what we have going on.
Mm-hmm. So I know from experience here at the radio station, speaking with members of the Yavapai County Contractors Association and various contractors around town, they have a difficult time these days finding skilled workers. Now, there's this misnomer out there that, well, there's no jobs in Prescott. Hmm. Well, that's not true, is it?
It's definitely not true, especially when it comes to where I'm sitting at. We have a lot of positions we're trying to fill right now.
So, Elwood Staffing, let's talk about what kind of positions you have. Somebody might be looking for something temporary. Somebody might be looking for something permanent.
Right.
Can you handle both of those desires?
We do, actually. We do. We do tend to fare more towards the temp to hire, which is where they'll work for Elwood Staffing at one of our client locations
right. For
X amount of time, depending on the client. And it's a good get to know each other, like for the client and for the associate. So they get to know the company gets to know them. But we also do have various, I hate to say day labor positions, but that's kind of what they are. Just, you know, go here for a day and do this type of thing, or maybe a week, something like that. We do have some of those. Not as many as we do the temp to hire positions, but we do have those. We also have administrative positions for people who are looking to, you know, type or whatever.
So you've got, let's talk about positions in different fields. Let's, for example, I mentioned to the contractors, they're always looking for, you know, people who can do electrical, people who can do plumbing, people who can do HVAC. These are in demand positions, and they pay a lot more than people think. These are, and so let's talk about the various areas that you're looking for.
Well, we more focus on the manufacturing and production type areas.
Right.
We don't do a whole lot of construction. If we do a construction type position, normally it's just a cleanup style positions. The higher levels, because with electricians and plumbers and things, they need certifications normally. Most of those folks are very good at finding their own positions or knowing where the companies are.
Right.
So we don't deal in a lot of that. We do have some from time to time, but it's more rare. We'll more deal with the folks. They need people to help clean up the area, clean up the lot, you know, maybe help scrape the cement in place. We don't do a whole lot of construction.
So you look when you're talking about manufacturing, like we were talking before, temp to hire.
Right.
You have clients that I've heard about this before, that there are, you know, some industries that they don't necessarily like to hire directly, but they will go through a staffing agency to have that trial period.
Right.
It's an important thing to have.
It is. It works out very well for the company a lot of times because as they're working for an employee of ours, as an Elwood employee, they're our employee. They don't
right. Actually
work. They may work at the client location,
right. But
we take on all the responsibilities, payroll and everything for them, and that makes it easy for that transition period because it costs a lot of money to bring in a new associate.
Right.
So it takes all that pressure off of them, and they know this person's going to work well for them at the end of the trial period, so it's usually a pretty solid fit.
Yeah, that was my next question when you mentioned before that the people that that sign up with Elwood Staffing actually become employees of your business.
Right.
And you send them, you try to match them up with the client that you think their skill set would go best for?
Well, we'd like to see what their past history was, what they've done in the past. But, you know, some folks are looking for a change.
Right.
A lot of folks that we get, you know, maybe have dealt in the food industry or something of that nature. We don't deal in the food industry that heavily. But they want to change. Maybe they want to go to a manufacturing job or something that's different that they can do. It's much different than what they're doing. So we try to match them for what they've done, but we also like to listen to them and what they're looking for.
That's true, yeah. I can certainly understand that. And it also could give somebody an opportunity to
you know, it's a trial period not only for the employer, but for the employee as well to find out if they like that kind of work.
Exactly.
And it might be something that they want to continue to pursue.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's for.
So how long do the trial periods generally last?
The normal standard is about 3 months, 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had folks that have been at client location for a couple of years, but that's just because how it worked out.
Right.
That's more of the rare. But 90 days to 6 months is roughly about the time period.
So and then it's up to the client to decide if they want to take on the task of taking the employee into their fold.
Right.
And how does that transition work? Is it take some time, or does the client call the employee and say, well, we'd like to offer you a full-time job, something like that?
Well, normally they'll notify us first, so they want to offer positions to these associates. And then they'll could go either way. Normally the client will approach them and say, hey, you know, we talked to Elwood and we want to go ahead and hire you on permanently. And then just a matter of few pieces of paperwork that the new employer, because they are leaving employment and going to different employment.
Right.
But it's a much more painless for, because we've already done all the, we've checked everything for the client and we know they're able to work. They're legal to work, what they're, you know, all these other things that need to be covered. So that's really easy for the client to bring them on.
How many employees do you have on an average basis?
Us personally?
Well, let's talk about the staffing.
Right. Ours fluctuates up in the hundreds of employees that we have at different locations around the town.
Part-time, full-time, flexible hours,
kind
of stuff?
Flexible is a little bit more difficult.
Right.
And it's more because it's hard to match a flexible schedule with somebody who is flexible.
That's true.
Just because they're flexible doesn't mean that what they need matches what the client needs.
Okay, well, folks, and just so you know, if you want to get in the radio business, we do offer flexible hours, and that would be all of them.
Right.
So all the hours, we're all good.
Right.
We're talking with Mark Rouse here today. A job fair coming up this weekend. Elwood Staffing in Prescott Valley. Tell everybody the location.
It's right off of Highway 69. The address is actually 6616 East 2nd Street, Site B. But you can see the Elwood Staffing right off there if you're driving, big purple sign on the side of the building. We're right next to the Elegant Brides, and then there's Truly Nolan is also right there. Right up the road from Fane Park. Most folks will know that is.
And on Saturday, there'll be a big box truck with radio station logos on the side. And smiling radio announcers there to talk all about it. That should be a lot of fun. Have you ever had a live broadcast out there before?
Oh, yeah. When we had a grand opening, we had them out there.
Right.
So you'll see it. You'll see the purple balloons because Elwood's purple. It's their thing.
So if somebody wants to come to the job fair, what kind of information should they bring with them?
Well, they just need to come and they can talk to the associates. The staffing managers are probably not going to do full interviews that day because we won't have the time.
Right.
But we can talk with them, see what they're looking for, see if it's going to be an okay fit, and then we can schedule for the next week to come in and we can do an interview and get everything done and make sure everything's good to go and start looking for work for you.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very great event, and again, the hours on that is?
The 11 to 1 is 11. The official hours. We're going to be there from about 10 to 2, but 11 to 1 is when all the good stuff's going to be happening.
So there you go, folks. If you are looking for work, we've got the job fair coming up at Elwood Staffing this weekend, and they would certainly love to see you. You guys, I would assume, open. What kind of hours do you keep during regular work week?
Our normal business hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So there is somebody normally there till about 7 o'clock at night, though, fielding the phones and calling folks and for interviews and stuff.
And how about online presence? Can people get more information on website?
Actually, the best thing to do is to all of our applications are online.
Right.
At elwoodjobs.com.
So you can get a head start.
Right. Go in there, fill out the application first, and give us a call, and we can help you guide through that. And that way, that part will be done before you come in. Makes your time in the office a little lesser.
Excellent. Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure to have you here. I imagine in this business, seeing somebody get a job, you know, somebody who it's got to be rather satisfying.
It is. It's really nice to actually help folks with it. I did on-site for a while, and so I actually got to work with the folks in the plant.
Right.
So it was kind of nice to have that and see them see them flourish and become supervisors and things like that. It's really nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. You ever have somebody who may come back years later and say, you know, thanks for what you did to me, or did for me?
Did
for,
well, both.
Yeah, that was a little slip of the tongue there.
Yeah. But yeah, we do actually have folks who find positions on their own after a while, but then they come back and they remember me. And they're like, hey, you helped me with this position before. What do you guys got now? You know, we get that sometimes, yes.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Mark, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come in here and talk with us. And we definitely want to make sure that all our local residents are gainfully employed, and you guys are certainly well on the way to doing that job fair this weekend, and we wish you the best.
All right.
Folks, Elwood Staffing, is it elwoodstaffing.com?
Elwoodstaffing.com, or if you type in elwoodjobs.com, both will take you to the same place.
Right. There you go, folks. So do your research and check out what's available, because that job that you've been looking for may be looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
So give it a try. We will take a break. We'll come back and wrap up today's show. Again, Mark, thanks for coming in and talking
to us
today.
Thanks for having me, sir.
You're listening to KQ&A. AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and Prescott in Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Well, thank you very much. It's been my pleasure to host today's program, sitting in for the man, the myth, the legend, DJ Phone. So, hope we did him proud today. What a great program we had. A lot of great fun here in the studio. Thanks to Bill Weiss, a historian and author, and a man who's going to be presenting an Ollie Talk at Yavapai College. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music as Bill's going to talk about the history of rock and roll and the birth of it in the 50s and the 60s and how it came to be. And that will be at Yavapai College this Thursday. That's the 20th, 12:30 to 2, Building 3, Room 119.
And, of course, we also want to thank Mark Rouse with Elwood Staffing in Prescott Valley. They're going to be hosting a job fair over the weekend. That'll be on Saturday, 11 to 2, and you can stop by. And even before that, you can go on elwoodstaffing.com, check out the jobs available, fill out an application, and get some employment in your life. If you're looking to perhaps you don't necessarily like the job you have now, that happens. You know, it always pays to, you know, experiment, do a little research, check things out. Maybe you find a position that would be much more suited to your skill level. So don't let yourself get stuck in a rut. So you may have to branch out and find out what else is out there. And Elwood Staffing going to help you, especially with the job fair over the weekend. And if you stop by there, they'll have snacks. That's right, cupcakes. So thank you for joining us here on the program. I want to invite you to join us here tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat station. Let's see who we will have on the program. Mr. Ken Lane himself from Waters Garden Center. We will have Dan Olson as well. They will be here to talk about the Get Real Men's Expo. And that is going to be taking place over the weekend as well. So we'll find out about the Get Real Men's Expo, not the first one that we've had here in town. And we also are going to be talking with another one of the professional writers of Prescott, and that is Phyllis Bartels, a local author, and she will join us here on the program as well. We've also got another one of the members of the professional writers of Prescott, Mark Wenden, scheduled for Thursday. We also have Terry Davis with her monthly visit with the Yavapai Humane Society. And unlike the television station where they bring the animals, we don't get doggies and kittens at the radio station, but still, we'll find out about what's going on at the Yavapai Humane Society and how you can find yourself a forever friend, because they are there waiting for you. Also, we are going to be joined by another musician here in the studio, and that will be Duane LaSassier. He has the Memory Music Ministry. Get this. He plays music at elder care centers and activates memories for Alzheimer's and dementia patients. You would be surprised at what a piece of music can do to jog a memory. So we'll find out more about that on Thursday. I am Gregory Scott, glad to be sitting in for DJ Phone on Q&A, and I'm certainly glad that you tuned in to listen to the program. So we will join you again tomorrow at 2, and coming up 4 o'clock this afternoon. Stick around to KQ&A for Talk of the Town. We've got Ben Shapiro coming up next.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.